Fighting between the Islamist militant group Boko Haram and the Nigerian army is fueling a humanitarian crisis in Africa's most populous country. In Borno State in northeast Nigeria, the number of people displaced from their homes is higher than the number of refugees who reached Europe by boat in 2015. The international medical group MSF says 1.8 million people are displaced, and over 4 million are, in the jargon, food insecure. Isabel Munyama is the Deputy Operational Director for MSF. She was in Borno State earlier this year, and she spoke to Colin Cozier a short time ago.
Since, let's say, 2013, the insurgency, so the conflict between Boko Haram and the Nigerian forces, really escalate. And Boko Haram is targeting villages, town, population, burning house, killing people. And then since 2013, we saw this massive exodus of the rural population into Maiduguri, which is the capital of Borno State.
Now, the crisis isn't just in Nigeria. It's in the entire Lake Chad Basin, and that includes Cameroon, Chad, Niger.
Yeah.
Just how big a problem is this?
Since 2 years, we really saw the increasing and the spread of violence into the Chad Lake Basin. So the entire region, I don't remember exactly the number of displaced people, but it's million anyway.
What are the humanitarian problems you're facing, and are you able to access all the areas?
No, unfortunately, I would say that's before June this year, basically, we were all locked down inside, locked up inside Maiduguri, impossible to go outside because of security reasons, because of the military operation, and then the counterinsurgency in place. I think that one third, more or less, of the state is still blocked.
And what are the main problems you're facing?
The main problem is access. It's security. It's lack of food. Is the scale up of everyone intervention, not only MSF, but the Nigerian authorities, the aid system also. So today we are focusing mainly on nutrition, maternal and child health.
The UN are warning of a possible famine next year. How bad are the levels of malnutrition already?
In the different area where we succeed first to have access and to perform some epidemiological survey by our team, The level of malnutrition is beyond what we call the international threshold. So yeah, it's a massive, massive problem. There is no crops in the outside of Maiduguri. There is a huge lack of food even inside of Maiduguri. So we need a scale up intervention in terms of food aid for this population. Yes.
And is the humanitarian response meeting the demand?
No, not at all. There's need a big effort from everyone, from the humanitarian international NGOs, from the UN system, from MSF also. We still need to scale up our intervention. And we don't know what will be the future for next year. There are ongoing military operations. Boko Haram is still very present. So, well, yes.
Just how long is this conflict likely to continue for?
No idea. But there is no indicator that this conflict might end up tomorrow or even next year or after next year.
Isabel Munyama, the Deputy Operational Director for Médecins Sans Frontières, speaking to Colin Cozier.